The first phase of improvements at Mill Lake Park will begin soon, after council on Tuesday, July 22, approved $1 million in spending for the project. The project includes replacing and widening three sections of the lake loop and installing conduit and bases for future pathway lighting. Council was told the work will begin immediately, with an anticipated completion of summer 2026. Funding for the work will come from the city's Community Works Fund. Approval for the project coincided with Council's endorsement of the final version of the Mill Lake Master Plan, which provides a framework for the development and management of the park over the next 20 years. The plan has been in the works since 2021 and included the presentation in October 2023 of three concept plans for the park, portions of which included the removal of the boardwalk and the outdoor pool. But following public input, the plans were revised and now include keeping Centennial Pool and the boardwalk. The plan breaks the components into priority, urgent items and then four phases over the next 20 years. Before being approved by council on Tuesday, the final plan went through another round of community input. Of the 250 people who responded to a city survey, 62% were in favor of the final plan, while 20% were opposed. The remaining 18% said they were neutral. Simon Gibson was the only council member to vote against the final plan. Les Barkman was absent from Tuesday's meeting, but voted in May against moving the plan to the next stage. Gibson said he does not support the inclusion of three structures, a permanent covered stage, an amphitheater and an arts and culture building. "I'm supporting everything else, but these three structures, I believe, will not benefit the long-time verdant nature of the park, and will really have a very negative effect on our beautiful, wonderful park that we all love," he said. Mark Warkentin said he supports the plan and is pleased the city can now move forward with some urgent things that the public clearly wants. "Maybe this plan doesn't have everything they want. Maybe it has more than they want. It won't ever be a perfect plan, but it's important for us to have a good, solid plan, and I think that's what this is," he said. Dave Sidhu asked for city staff to break down the costs of the first project. Riley Slyka, director of park operations, said the work to the lake loop is quite expansive. "It's not just replacing for a small residential pathway," he said. "It includes pre-work, like removal of the existing material, installation of fencing to control access to the construction zone while it's active, plus grading to improve the overall grade around much of the pathway throughout those loops." Slyka said the cost also includes landscaping around the path after the work is finalized and temporary matting so that people can continue to use the lake loop during construction. Future items under the Mill Lake Master Plan will be brought before council for consideration during the annual financial planning process. A total of $26.5 million has been allocated over the next 4 years, $4.5 million in 2026, $7 million in 2027, $9 million in 2028 and $6 million in 2029. The full Mill Lake Master Plan can be viewed at letoxabbotsford.ca.